Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, this is the best time of our Monday. We slow down, raise our hands up, and give you glory and honor for being such a good, good Father. We rejoice at the mention of your name. Holy Spirit, have your way in this 15-minute message. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Hallelujah. Well, have you ever been around a little toddler and they walk up to you with the cake frosting or candy all over their hands and fingers and face, and you say to them, what have you been doing? Did you get into the cake or the candy? And they reply, no. And you just laugh at them because they're so small and they're so cute, right? Why did they lie? I mean, it's just a little lie, right? It's okay because they're a toddler. Well, did you know there are six things the Bible shares that the Lord hates in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19? A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, which is murder, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. He said, I hate these things. But did you notice he mentions lying tongue and speaking lies, all within the six things that he hates? Obviously, lying is a huge no-no to God. And what he wants me to share with you is that there's no such thing as a little lie, no matter how old you are. Of course, they're toddlers. They aren't going to be accountable for that, but it's still not good. The title of today's message is No Such Thing as a Little Lie. I want to put a disclaimer on this message that I preach what God leads me to share and not what Sister Shelley wants to share. So please don't be offended. Sister Shelley loves you, and this message is to help all of us in our street love walk, and we can't do that if we're walking in offense. Amen. Let's go to our street love Bible story. I'm going to the book of Acts, chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 10 out of the Amplified Version. But a certain man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back and wrongfully appropriated some of the proceeds, bringing only a part and putting it at the feet of the apostles. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart that you should lie and attempt to deceive the Holy Spirit and should lie in violation of your promise? Withdraw secretly and appropriate to your own use part of the price from the sale of the land. As long as it remained unsold, was it still not yours? And even after it was sold, was not the money at your disposal and under your control? Why then is it that you have proposed and conceived in your heart to do this thing? How could you have the heart to do such a deed? You have not simply lied to men, playing false and showing yourself utterly deceitful, but to God. Upon hearing these words, Ananias fell down and died. And great dread and terror took possession of all who heard of it. And the young men arose and wrapped up the body and carried it away and buried it. Now, after an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not having learned of what has happened to her husband. And Peter said to her, tell me, did you sell the land for so much? Yes, she said, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how could you have agreed and conspired together to try to deceive the Spirit of the Lord? Listen. The feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. And instantly she fell down at his feet and died. And the young men entering found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There are three things I want to point out from this Bible story. Point number one is when you lie, it represents that lying is in your heart. Verse 4 said that they conceived in their heart. That means when you lie, you're lying in your heart. You made a decision to do that. And what's in you is what comes out. Point number 2, when you lie and are caught in a lie, you lose credibility with man and with God. In that same verse, it said, you lie not to man, but unto God. You think it might be small, but again, there's no such thing as a small lie. Point number three. When you lie, it brings death to you physically and spiritually. Both Ananias and Sapphira thought it was just a little lie and it should be no big deal. The situation is that they were asked, how much did you sell the land for? And they lied about the amount they sold it for. They could have been honest and just said, we sold it for this amount, but we're giving you this amount. Apparently, they promised them if they sold it, they were going to give them this much, right? But apparently, they sold it for more than that amount, but the amount they had promised was a different. You know, I guess they said, whatever we get, we're going to give to you. And the key thing is they lied. And because of it, they both died physically and spiritually. Are you telling little lies? Do you think no one knows or it doesn't impact anyone but you? Are you afraid you're going to get in trouble if you tell lies, or you might have to do some jail time? If you are lying, it's bringing death to you physically and spiritually. Selah, pause and think on this. Sister Shelley, street love, personal story. So I know a couple, and when they met, she was on Medicaid insurance, and he worked at a big company with full benefits. They later married, and she became very ill. But they got an agreement to not use his full benefits because they would have to then start paying the high co-pays and the deductibles. So she, when she filled out her insurance paperwork, she didn't tell them she got married. She just kept her maiden name. And each time she went to the doctor, she filled out her paperwork lying and not sharing her husband's medical information. Each time she lied, each time he lied, they were both dying physically and spiritually. She was saved and he was saved. They both went to church faithfully, but they got into agreement to lie. They held back the truth. She eventually went to be with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit revealed this to me after her death. You see, they lied for so many years that if they told the truth, they could both face jail time and fines. But I truly believe if they had asked God to forgive them, he would have had mercy on them and redeemed their situation. But we'll never know. The key thing is when you know better, you do better. Glory to God. In conclusion, at the beginning of this message, I gave the example of a toddler telling a lie because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble. The real reason is that kids lie and adults lie because we're all born in sin. But the good news, say the good news, is that we can renew our minds in the Word of God and choose to live righteously, God's way of being and God's way of doing things. We can choose not to lie. Glory to God. When you lie, it impacts your street love walk. It's first conceived in your heart, then you're lying to God, and then it's bringing you death physically and spiritually. And now that you know this, now that you know lying is a huge no-no to God, let your witness be that I will not do what God hates, because there is no such thing as a little lie. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's message. I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive Jesus? It doesn't matter if you lied. It doesn't matter if you gossip. It doesn't matter if you are in jail right now. Wherever you're at, you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sin. I'm sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe you died for me. I believe you were buried for me and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation. And that's to rededicate your life to Christ. Maybe at some point you received Jesus and you backslid or you walked away from God and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you're ready, you confess underneath your breath anything that you need to God, and I'll pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those listeners here who want to rededicate their lives to you based on 1 John 1:9. Father God, today they are back in right standing because of your word, because of the blood, and because you love them and you have been waiting for them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? That's just for you, Street Love listeners. Those who accepted Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives. Hallelujah. There are angels giving glory to God right now just for the decision you made. And you made a great decision. Hallelujah. Well, I have a free gift for all of those who received Jesus or rededicated their lives. You can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, click the contact button, let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Alabama, California, Italy, or Singapore that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? You see, I'm ready to come bring the street lunch outreach to your church. Prayerfully consider and reach out to me and let me know if that's what you'd like. Glory to God, and we can take Jesus to the streets together. Hallelujah. Secondarily, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to this message and any message at any time. They're always available. And all I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, because it's just 15 minutes. Hallelujah. To contact me or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, Street Love family, we've come to a point where we have to get going, and I've given you the message for you this week. I pray that you'll have a wonderful week. I love you so much, but let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name, we pray and all say amen. I love you, family. Remember, street love begins with you.